from heaven said the food laws ended there. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. As if the answer was that clear. But Peter stood there, still refusing. Not so, Lord, was his reply. Then Cornelius sent his servants, and the meaning came to light. God has shewed me, hear the witness. The meaning wasn't hard to see, that I should call no man unclean, not beasts upon a heavenly sheet. Keep reading, don't stop halfway through. The answer's often waiting, a verse or two from you. Keep reading, let scripture make the case. A lot of doctrines disappear when context takes its place. Pharisees complained of unwashed hands. Traditions of the elders' way. Of cups and pots and washing rituals observed before a meal each day. Then Jesus said, what truly defiles the evil thoughts within that grow wild? The issue wasn't Leviticus, but a little dirt upon the skin. Then Romans 14 gets repeated, as though the matter ended there. But one man lived on herbs alone, while another ate without a care. Paul was teaching peace and patience, speaking of doubtful disputations. One brother feared and ate the herbs, another ate with thankful hands. Paul said, receive one another, not quarrel over your demands. The chapter speaks of weaker conscience, of judging hearts and passing time. Not rewriting God's design, no changing what he wants to find. But nowhere does it say the swine became acceptable to die. Keep reading, don't stop halfway through. The answer's often waiting, a verse or two from you. Keep reading, let scripture make the case. A lot of doctrines disappear when context takes its place. Every creature's good, they quote it, and close the book before it's done. But Paul kept writing in the next line, and that's where all the trouble comes. Sanctified by word and prayer, those were the words he chose to write. So where did God make swine and catfish holy in his sacred sight? Isaiah looked beyond his own day, past the kingdoms and their fall, and saw the Lord return in judgment, still addressing one and all. The swine was there among the warning, the abominable thing remained. The prophet's vision of the future didn't say the law had changed. Noah knew, Moses knew, Daniel knew in Babylon, Peter knew, Paul knew, the distinction carried on. The nations eat whatever pleases, whatever crawls or swims or flies, but God called out a holy people to be a light before their eyes. Be holy, for I am holy, still echoes through the years today. A people set apart and different, walking in the ancient way. The world erased the old distinctions the churches often follow to. Yet holiness still means separation from what God never called food. You serve whom you obey, but you are what you eat.